Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
We have a lot of things to get to on the show, including if you've, well, I mean, it's a spoiler alert. If you are on social media at all and you follow Star 102 Cleveland, you follow the Jen and Tim Show, you now know when we will be flipping to Christmas music. And we will get into the love and also hatred comments coming up at 7:10 because I know they're, I've
plenty
done this
each.
Long enough.
Right.
I know the, I don't care. I'm already listening to it. It's too soon. Why aren't you playing it till January 1st? Like I already know the messages.
You are 1000%
and
right.
And I probably have the people memorized that are leaving those messages.
And we're grateful that you participate. So thank you.
It is. It's very, very fun. Of course, on TikTok, what's trending, what's going on. Talk it out. That is on the way with producer Stevie. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Don't worry, this still continues, Dead Guy in an Envelope.
Oh, good.
For anybody
good.
New to the show, what is Dead Guy in the Envelope?
Well, he's dead. He's a guy. His name is in an envelope, and you just have to guess who he is. We've been playing since January. Guess every day.
If you were thinking in your mind, well, it can be anybody, first of all, you're true. Second of all, it has been whittled down, so you can check out
Don't
the entire...
Don't say it like that. First of all, it's hard to find the list on the website. Second of all, how can you even read through all of those, remember what was in there to see if your guess was in? It's a cumbersome game.
I mean, the list is there and has been reduced by, I don't know, maybe a couple of hundred guesses if I were to name.
A lot.
All right. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
So do you have a guess for Dead Guy in an Envelope?
Yep. I'm the daddy-daughter one, so my daughter's answering for me.
Jason David Frank.
Jason David Frank.
No, that's not it.
Oh, it's always the cutest guesses ever, though, to be perfectly honest.
It really is. So, have you started your Christmas shopping yet?
Duh.
No, you have. Have you?
I have.
Good
I'm
job.
Actually excited because I bought a gift. So far, I have one.
That's
in
good.
In the trunk hidden. That's it so far.
Well, now, you can't. Well, you just said it on air. So people know where it is. Oh, they're not listening right now.
No, not listening. Yeah,
I have no idea. The gift receiver.
And it's like the, you know, it's not in the trunk. There's like a compartment where the,
sneaky.
Yeah. So I put it in there. And another one on the way. So that's actually two purchases for me.
Ooh.
That is two more. Normally, it's a nice December 23rd, hit the mall and grab something off the shelf.
Very.
Or somewhere. That's usually how I roll.
It's really bad.
Sad.
Well, we have a suggestion here. It's a chicken candle. Thanksgiving, 10 days away. If you're already trying to plan an escape from your in-laws, which stores will be open and which will be closed? Well, Meijer, Walgreens, Whole Foods, and some CVS locations will be open. I mean, I'm going Meijer on that one. It's the biggest, takes the most time to walk through, you know?
Shopping on Thanksgiving. I always like when they give the employees Thanksgiving off. You can get there as early as you want on Black Friday. I like a nice Thanksgiving off for the employees. I think that's a good move.
Sure. It's nice to have an escape, though, to know that you can head to one of those stores. Because like the ones that will be closed are like Aldi, Costco, Kohl's, Sam's Club, Target, Walmart. Those are all
closed. That's a long list. Okay.
And they'll reopen on Black Friday.
I just act like places are open.
Just got to run out and grab an extra can of cranberry sauce.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's fun. My mother-in-law, by the way, is making the turkey, so I think
off the hook.
Yeah. It's one of those where I had the conversation, just saying, "Hey, I can make the bird this year if you want. You know, I have no problem with that." And it was I shouldn't have done that. Shouldn't have.
Right.
Yeah. She's all in. So
well, that's good.
The storyline of me making the bird, I believe, is now
that's a shame.
Me buying a pie and a poinsettia.
Don't. Why don't you bake a pie? You're a baker.
Pie. I have not baked in a while, and pies are not where you start. If you have a recipe, that's fine. I would.
I feel like pies are very easy.
You know what? The pie that always shows up now, and even though I've never purchased it, it costs $100. It's out of New York. It's a three-layer pie. It is pecan pie on the bottom. Then the mid-level is pumpkin.
Oh, yeah.
And then the spice cake on the top. $99 for that thing. Mm. I'd like to take a bite, but not $99.
Not for that much. KFC has a new partner, Homesick. Have you heard of these candles? They've launched two inspired by KFC. One is called Bucket of Chicken, the other Buttery Biscuit. They've even released a Bucket of Chicken scented car freshener. And I was excited about this because I thought, you know what, Tim? I'm going to get you a bucket of chicken candle for Christmas. And I went and they're all sold out already. I don't know if they'll restock, but the good news is KFC has a whole website with a store on it that you can buy chicken items. If you didn't know that, it's kfcshop.com.
Coming up next, we have Talk It Out with producer Stevie.
There's been a lot of pajama drama on TikTok. If you haven't seen that, I thought it was very fitting for the Jen and Tim show.
Why?
Matching pajamas.
Yes.
We're not doing that this year.
Yes, we are.
It's been canceled.
No, it has not.
I think it's been canceled.
Pajamas are canceled right now.
There has been no mention. Today is November 18th. It is 6:37. It is Monday morning. There has been no mention of Christmas pajamas, and here's what she does.
Are you kidding me?
There's not a dot of a mention of it this entire time. I thought maybe I could get out of this.
First of all,
when have we mentioned this on the air? I'd love to know.
Not on the air we haven't. I've already tried off the air to you because you shun me when I bring it up.
Maybe
like
your
you
text
do annually.
Didn't go through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyway, I'm sorry
to
interrupt
you. Well, maybe we bought them from this company and that's why we haven't done it yet because there's some controversy with that. But we'll get into it. And there's another TikTok that went viral of an interview with Tate McRae that left people shocked and feeling old.
Oh, boy.
Can we skip the pajama one or are we just going to do both of them?
No, that one's so important.
Talk It Out. That's next on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. It is Talk It Out with producer Stevie. What are you seeing on TikTok?
So there were these two influencers. They created a pajama line called For the Memes. There was a lot of controversy about it. So here is a video explaining everything that went on.
Cecily and Samantha are sister-in-laws, are married to two brothers, and they do mom lifestyle family content. They live in Tennessee. They launched a Christmas family pajama line called For the Memes. Women's pajamas were $98, kids pajamas $78, and baby pajamas $58. And they were marketed for everybody. I don't know who everybody is because it ain't us. Their audience is mainly like middle class families, moms that like following them for like the day in my life as a mom of four kind of content. And at first I was like, maybe it's like, you know, ethically sourced. So I was expecting like really great quality. Like they took their time with it. Turns out that these pajamas are actually like Shein quality pajamas. They were 93% rayon and 7% spandex, which is like very basic material. It wasn't like anything crazy. So they basically price his pajamas at luxury prices at Shein quality.
Yikes. No good.
No, and then people started getting them in, and that's when the controversy really started. Because then all these other influencers were trying to buy them to review to see if it really was worth it. Because people saw the price of $98 and were like, well, they better be worth it if they're claiming to be this good. And they were getting them in that the men's shirt was see-through. It didn't even match the women's. Like, it wasn't the same color. Like, it was lighter. So for the baby, it was only a jumpsuit. They originally put onesie, and then they got in legal trouble because it was technically a jumpsuit. And it was fleece, and a lot of people were upset because they don't want their baby in fleece. It was a whole mess, and everyone is mad. So they started canceling these orders, and they were claiming, the creators were claiming that you can't buy something to review and to slander it, even though you can, as long as you're being truthful, and that's how it was. I mean, if you saw it, the quality was not there for the price. So they lowered the price to $78 and saying that they're now not making a profit at all.
So oh my god. So what?
How mad would you be you get that product? $98
well,
you spend.
And well, not only mad you get the product after spending that much money, but as a person who buys family Christmas PJs, mm-hmm. not only for my family, but this show every year, if you don't get in on it early, you can miss out on sizes, you can miss out on sales. So like to take the time to order from that mm-hmm. site and wait for it to be shipped yeah. and overpay and get
expecting
a crappy product.
Nice. Yeah.
And then you go, then you realize you have to return that and go get another
you
kind.
Can't.
They might be out.
They also have no size chart. It said to size up because they will shrink. just inconsistencies with it. They didn't match. And for in total, it was like around $450 to get a family of four.
That is ridiculous.
That is Sheen-esque. Like the shorts that I had on that time. Was like tight through the thigh, and then yeah. the waist was really loose, yeah. and then there was a droopy buns, and yeah. it was an entire thing. So
that's terrible.
There you go. What else we got next? What do you have next?
A TikTok went viral, Tate McRae talking about her fellow pop star inspirations, which left many people shocked.
I was born in 2003, so like all of the Christina and Britney of it all, like that was happening when I was like age zero. Yeah. So I mean, I was literally a baby, but I grew up on like Ariana and Selena and Taylor, and I remember watching them at like the VMAs. And the Grammys and those being like big moments for me mm-hmm. when Ariana did the a cappella version of Dangerous Woman. Like there's moments like that I have like ingrained in my brain mm-hmm. from I think yeah like my era.
She commented saying that she looks up to not Christina, not Britney, because she was born in 2003 and she's more into Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift,
oh god,
Selena Gomez, yeah. That's who she was commenting on, because Sabrina Carpenter just brought out Christina Aguilera at her show in LA,
yes.
which we were talking about, and she was like, that's not really my era. I think of Taylor Swift of the Grammys and Ariana singing Dangerous Woman, and that's who she credits.
And those, to me, are like all the younger singers.
What, Christina and Britney?
That's well, no, like Selena yes, and exactly. Ariana and stuff. They seem so young, mm-hmm. but they've been around long enough now that they're a role model to someone like Tate McRae.
Yeah, because she's 21.
Wow.
Sabrina Carpenter, 25. So a lot of those
are
artists.
We're all about the same age, all of us. Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
That's not true at all.
How old are you then?
Talk it out on Star 102.
It's 50 degrees in Lakewood, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Cavs now the fourth team to start 15-0, beating the Hornets yesterday, 128-114. They've now set a new record for the longest winning streak in franchise history. Up next, they play the Celtics in Boston tomorrow night at 7. The Christmas movie Red One was the big winner at the box office this weekend, starring both Dwayne Johnson and Chris Evans. The movie brought in $34.1 million in tickets. I saw it. It's awesome. Go see it. Instant classic. Second was Venom, The Last Dance, followed
really
by...
Really instant classic?
Yes. Even my kids...
Go see it. Go see it. I recommend it. Instant classic?
It's going to be one of those films
wow.
that you want to watch every Christmas. And did you... It was supposed to only go to, like, streaming. Like, Amazon streaming or something, and then they put it in the movies. My kids... Max said to me, it's now tied up there with Home Alone. That's why I would say instant classic. It was that cute. It's adorable.
I can see your face.
I feel like you don't believe me.
I just love how movie aware you are now for the next month or so.
Oh,
now that you saw,
don't get me started.
Now that you saw promos at a butter station.
Yeah. And
I know.
I'm telling you, I love it.
I have no idea.
Don't worry. I've already pre-purchased tickets for this weekend, but I have issues on that.
What's going to win?
I got it.
Boy, that Wicked better be good.
Oh my God! Have you seen
promo?
The trailer?
Oh my
God! The trailer gives me goosebumps.
It is everywhere.
So good.
Oh, I bet it. I bet it's gonna dominate. There's
I bought
no
my
doubt.
Tickets to Wicked. I have an issue though.
There's no.
It's for another time.
11 a.m.
No. That's not a problem. That's done. It's something else. Okay. Anyway, I was just gonna say this week expected to be huge. Wicked, Gladiator 2. Those both come out Friday. We are Cleveland's Christmas station, so we cover all things Christmas. One of the biggest displays on the west side isn't happening this year. This is the one on Cambridge Drive in North Ridgeville. This is such a bummer, but completely understandable. It kind of reminds me of what happened to that Halloween house and that family we talked to. The homeowners announced that it's likely a break for this year, although they're not sure if it's the end of an era. One of the homeowners had to have double knee surgery in August, so they decided this year they're taking a pause.
We do have a big announcement. If you're on social media, if you're on social at all and you follow Star 102 Cleveland or the Jen and Tim show, we appreciate that. We did and have announced, and we will now, when we're going to go Christmas music.
Yes, we've announced the date that Star 102 will flip the switch to 24/7 Christmas music this Friday at 7 a.m. And we are so excited because, and you've heard us talk about it here on the Jen and Tim show over the past, I don't know, couple of weeks or so, asking you, are you ready? Is it time? What's the perfect date? And, you know, it's always hard to find that balance. And I think you said before, Tim, it's almost like you know the comments that are going to come in because people are really passionate about when we start the Christmas music. And based on your comments and feedback, this is when we felt was the appropriate time to do it.
We will get to those comments. We will get to those calls. That is all next. You can certainly weigh in. We appreciate that. You did as far as when we should flip, and we appreciate you commenting now. 216-343-1021 or on all socials. We will get to those comments. We will get to your calls next. Once again, Friday, 7 a.m., Christmas music on Star 102. Christmas music starts Friday morning, 7 a.m. on Star 102.
All right, you said Friday?
7 a.m.
What day is that?
That is the after Thursday.
Okay, I guess I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
1 week before? Okay.
Well, the thing that I love about this date is that we asked you when to go. Some people said early November. Some people said never. Some people said December 1st. Some people said right after Thanksgiving. This was a nice mid, I think, to all of the suggestions that we did take into account. We didn't just go nationally and pick a day and say, hey, this is it. Deal with it. We don't do that. We asked you. This seems like a fair date, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah. I got on the radio with you guys, I think, a week or 2 weeks ago, and you asked me the same thing. And I said, at least a week ahead.
Yes, a week right there. So we're almost exactly to what you said. Christmas music starts Friday morning, 7 a.m. on Star 102.
Yeah, hey, that's cool. I'm ready for it, man. You know, I mean, I know some people say, you know, too early, too late. But, when is a good time? You know, I mean, just play it and deal with it. And when it's over, it's over. And
by the way, the forecast, first of all, it's been 60s. Why are you playing Christmas music when it's 60s and sunny and the leaves aren't even on the ground yet? I don't know. But this weekend, it's 40s and 30s. Most of our leaves have been picked up or raked up at least to a degree. There is a feel to it. It's not just a corporation saying, we're going on this day. We asked you when to go. We kind of figured out a mid-date between everybody, and I think this makes sense. And it happens to be cold and maybe some snow this weekend.
Yeah, that's the Netflix, put up the tree weekend and, you know, just kind of kick it, you know, so,
Christmas music on Star 102. We kicked that off Friday morning, 7 o'clock. We would love for you to join us.
And it looks like everyone's excited because we took your feedback. This is how we made the decision. Mary Kay says, finally, and has a green heart emoji, a red heart emoji, a Santa Claus emoji, a Christmas tree emoji.
Nancy, the Mary Kay?
No, I don't think it's the. Okay. Well, I don't know. I guess it could be. What's her last name? I don't know.
Kay?
Or is Kay her last name? Is it? I don't know.
That's going to be a great Trump 2-week question.
I know. Now that you said
Mary Kay's actual last name.
What is Mary Kay? Mary Kay.
Smith.
I was just going to say Smith. Nancy says, yay! Jennifer says, perfect. Yay. Thank you. A lot of yays.
Why is Jennifer sensual when you read
Did
her
I say
comment?
It that way?
You're like, yay!
Jennifer.
And Jennifer's like, ooh. Christmas music in your ear. It was pretty close.
Definitely.
Come on, please send us a DM.
Definitely.
Jen said it a little sensual.
Did not.
Is it just because the name's Jen?
No.
Ooh, it was kind of sensual Santa.
Stop saying that.
You're the one that's. We got to pull that, Stevie.
I did not say it.
Gloria
sensual.
Said this. Blah, blah, blah. Jennifer said.
Stop. I did
not. Well, thank you.
First of all, that's something you would do.
I'm not even reading. I just was saying what you said. That's all. That's good. There's positive comments.
Well, Jennifer said, I'll be putting up my decorations while listening. Heidi says it's about time. Everyone's so excited. Amanda says, I'm so ready. This is great. We're excited, too. We can't wait. It's going to be a party in here.
I also want to mention this because it's going to be a lot of fun. So we play Christmas music. This frequency, this radio station has done this for, I don't know, 30 years. It's been something like that. I don't know, maybe even over. I'm taking a guess. We've been here over 10 and not clearly played Christmas music. And I know working at other stations, I was like 102.1 in Cleveland. You know they are playing Christmas music. They are Cleveland's Christmas station. This is well known. Maybe you're new to the area. Welcome. We're Cleveland's Christmas station. Part of this is the rounds of ho, ho, ho or no, no, no when we play clips of songs that you are unfamiliar with. We are unfamiliar with. They are sent to us. We find them, whatever it might be. And I'll be honest with you, in years past, probably the last 2 or 3 years, been very mid, the submissions and some things that we have had as far as really kind of moving the needle and being something that, you know, I've already started my list, which I don't know if I should say on the air if anybody's listening.
Is it in
and
paragraph form?
Take it. So it is. No, no, it's not in paragraph
form. Okay,
this is not in paragraph
form. Okay, good.
Ho, ho, ho or no, no, no possibilities. The Jonas Brothers dad with the new song.
Can't wait to hear
with the Jonas Brothers on it, or at least Nick Jonas and his wife is singing on it. So that good, bad, fabulous. I don't know.
Whose wife? Priyanka Chopra singing on it?
No, no, no. I'm sorry. Jonas Brothers. I can't think of their mom. Their mom's name.
Oh.
The parents.
I don't know their mom's name either, but okay.
I think
gotcha.
It's Mrs. Jonas.
Mrs. Jonas.
So,
that's it. You got it.
We have Jimmy Fallon recording with everybody.
I mean, his album. I mean, that's very exciting.
Meghan Trainor.
Ariana Grande, yeah. Justin Timberlake. They're all on there.
Travis Kelce.
Don't. You've been judging him ever since then. And Jason Kelce and Stevie Nicks have a duet.
That's the last one I have.
That's got to be
and
in there.
Jason Kelce, he can sing.
Stop. Your brother judging them. You're pitting them against each other.
No, I'm just saying.
You really are.
I need to listen to more of Travis and Jason. I watched the video on TikTok. He's in studio with Stevie Nicks singing the song. Wouldn't you be unbelievably intimidated? She's legendary.
Yes.
And he's just singing the tune.
Of course he's not. Have you seen him dance? He's got the moves. He's got the voice. He's got it all.
Yeah. So there you go. That's just a few things that are on the way. We're excited. And thank you for the suggestions, too. We're excited about that Christmas music kicking off Friday at 7 a.m.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all nighters to all time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen and Tim show. I don't know why Lisa's trying to bring the party down, but that's okay. We always appreciate reaching out to. We're all over social. It's fine.
Why? What did she do?
Jen and Tim show, Star 102, Cleveland. Are you on Facebook? Are you on Instagram? Are you on X? Are you on Threads? It's a thing. We're there. She's asking if we're bringing back the matching Christmas pajamas again this year, to which, of course, I replied, no, thank you. And
you can't say that. First of all, what do you mean she's bringing you down? That is a very relevant question, as that is a very special tradition here on the Jen and Tim show. We wear matching PJs every year. We create a Christmas card, and it is our gift to you, particularly because Tim does not love wearing matching Christmas PJs, and we always have fun with it. But there's always a challenge, as there is again this year.
Yeah, we will get to this challenge. And also...
You.
I mean, me.
You're the challenge.
How am I the challenge?
You're always the challenge.
I always have to lay on the floor or do something or bedazzle myself or...
You never got bedazzled.
Always a thing. We're a little late this year with the Christmas PJs.
Are you joking right now?
Star 102. Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
We're a little late this year. Why is that? I can't imagine. How many times have I already asked you when we can get a photo for our Christmas PJs?
I'm ready whenever.
See, this is the problem.
Why is this a problem? Because my availability is wide.
I'm ready
open
whenever.
For you and for our Star 102 Christmas card.
You won't pick a date. And if we try to even narrow down a date, it's like Groundhog's Day. You do this every year.
No, I don't.
If we even try to narrow down a date, I don't know how you like bob and weave and you somehow get the conversation changed so we never pick the day to take the photo, let alone, and I thought, I don't even know why I thought you would participate in this, picking like the final three that we have everybody vote for. I'm just doing that. I mean, Stevie will help me with that.
Let's be real about that.
What?
My vote does not count. It
but
is,
I mean,
it is not
least,
one-third
trying,
of the total.
I'm trying to include you.
It does not. My
I'm
vote
trying to
on
include
which
you.
One does not matter. Okay. So that's it. That is not part of the process.
Well, we will. You know,
I've always done this. It's always happened. I don't understand what the big deal is. Maybe they want something else. Maybe it's an instant poll.
People do not want something else.
Do you
else.
Want to see us in matching Christmas pajamas again?
Why
instant
are you,
poll.
Why would it. You even do... like allow it to be decided that we wouldn't do this.
We
do
ask
this.
People, everybody that listens to the show has the opportunity on social and also Star 102 throughout the day on our social media platforms to let us know when they wanted to hear Christmas music.
Right.
And they gave us rough estimates or exact dates or whatever it might be. And we compile that and it's going to be Friday at 7 o'clock and we thank you so much. So then I just throw it back out to them with an instant poll.
PJs, you want to ask people, should we do our annual matching PJ Christmas card?
I don't
I mean,
want to
I
ask
think
them.
People seem
I know
to like
how this
it.
This is going
to
work, but I'm just saying, maybe it's something. Maybe what we if, just do that. I don't know.
What if they vote no?
Don't do that to me.
You would be way too excited.
Don't do that to me. Well, I mean, if they say no, I just...
Things change. I mean, maybe they don't want it.
Maybe it's a...
I hope that's
traditions
not the case.
Change just, all of the time. All of the time. There's new traditions
in
households.
There's new traditions. You don't change an old tradition. How many years have we done this now? The
like
matching
two?
PJ Christmas.
Two? Like 10? I don't know. It's been a long time.
How many producers have we featured in our annual matching
Christmas? Wow, too soon.
I'm just saying.
Poor
that's
Stevie.
How many
She's
years
been here a long time.
It. Yes,
there's
she has.
Nobody before Stevie.
Not in my heart. There's not.
My gosh, why would you even bring that up?
I'm just saying, it's been a lot of years we've done this. It's been a long-standing
Bringing
tradition.
Bringing up our exes in front of Stevie.
Stop.
It's a lot. 216-343-1021, because I don't have the instant poll up yet. It's going to take me like
oh,
a song
Oh, you're going
to
put it up now?
I'm just, do you think I should
do
that?
Should we do the matching
Is that a bad idea? I want to run it past you. I'm not just going to go rogue and do it.
Exactly. Right, like, good. I'm trying to run the Christmas PJs past you, already, and you won't participate.
It's already posted. Lori has a Christmas card suggestion. It's Star 102 Ooh. Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Lori, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, guys. How are you doing this
good.
Morning?
Good. We love your suggestion.
Hey, you know what? Forget the outfit. Just get the bunny suit from the Christmas Story house.
That could be our matching PJ set one
Absolutely,
year.
Absolutely.
We haven't done that.
Yeah, and it's a Christmas connection, right? So there you go.
Oh, well, yes.
We could get the PJs. We could go do the photo shoot at the Christmas Story house. How fun would that be?
By the way, didn't I have that? All those years when I would wake up Santa at South Park Mall, that is, I don't know, that years ago now, I feel like...
Do you still have that?
I can't remember if that was given to me or not.
So we should buy... so we
don't
have to buy two sets. Can you find that? I mean, that could be an option for this year. That could be an option.
Wow.
Because I think that... when we do the card, and we've done this in years past too, we should put up PJ options. Like people have to vote on the PJs they want
to
see.
Well, you have to get through the instant poll now, which.
Did you post that?
It's, I did. Well, it's simple. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate you telling us when you would like to hear Christmas music. So it's a simple poll. We will get to it because it's a landslide one way. Should we create our annual matching Christmas PJ card this year? It's specifically on Jen and Tim show. On Facebook, but we'll share that over to Star 102 as well. I'm just telling you, it's a landslide so far. We're only like 8 votes in. The
landslide which way?
Well, we'll find out. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show, talking about those matching Christmas pajamas. Oh, you do not want this, do you?
I think you guys should do the pajamas. I enjoy every year seeing the card.
I'm so glad you enjoy it. We always have so much fun doing it. Well, Stevie and I do. Tim complains, but I mean, you do and you don't. You complain right up till we do it, and then you're fun at the photo shoot.
But he's so funny.
Let's take a look at the instant poll, shall we?
Sure.
Are you on it? Let me look.
Yeah, I'm looking right now, and it's like a landslide vote.
It's early.
Everyone is saying, yes, I love it, and there is one vote for no. I can't see who put in that vote, but I can take a guess.
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know who that might be.
I don't know.
That's great. No,
I feel like you lose this battle every year. People like to see the matching PJs.
I just asked the question if there was something else. That's all.
And
I
feel like we challenge ourselves to come up with a new, fun, creative idea for it every year. And I know it's early, but I mean, it looks like it's going to be a landslide. We're doing it.
Okay.
I mean, listen.
I just was asking. Maybe they were like, oh, no, do something else.
I love it.
Maybe they're tired of it. Maybe you wanted a different Christmas card. I don't know.
I love that this is what it turns into, that you become, I was just asking. Like, it's
gently. I was just asking.
Yeah, you were just asking. That's right. You weren't very dramatic about it.
Still very passionate.
By the way, have I asked you already to try and book a photo shoot? Because, you know, because
it was not brought up until today, 6 a.m. hour on the show.
You are.
It was
not
that's when it was brought up. It makes sense. Christmas music Friday at 7 a.m. I understand.
Right now.
So that's why. That's why I brought it up.
How you have avoided the conversation and making an appointment and picking a day to take this photo. And I have asked you, I don't know, roughly 10 times already. Since October, maybe, beginning. Is that fair? Because
this
started
is the
early.
First time I've heard it on the air.
Oh, my God. On the air.
Yeah. This is the realm we talk about. That's what I'm talking about. This is the first day.
You are
I just
fair.
Say, hey, is this something that you want before we proceed down this path? Clearly it seems to be.
Are you surprised by that? This is the first time on the air. This is not the first time I've asked you about it off air. I've been asking you for well over a month now.
Okay. We will have the results of the instant poll tomorrow.
Now that it's been on the air, you'll participate?
Yes, I participate every year, of course.
But how?
Tim, do that. Are you bendy? Can you hang? How far up the Halley building can you climb? Yes, I've done it every year.
You dangled. You did dangle last year.
I got almost thrown out of here. Now, laying on the floor downstairs. Still don't look at me right downstairs because I was laying on the floor. They were mad at me. I'm laying over in the sales side of the thing. I'm climbing up railings on the sales side. I think I'm doing my part.
That card turned out cute, though.
Yeah.
You do your part once we get there, but. Admit, how challenging, on a scale of 1 to 10, how challenging do you make it to actually schedule the photo shoot for the Christmas card?
2.
Stop it. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.